It is that time on a Friday when we wrap crunch time in absolute wonder, whether it's something said, posted, done, sung, or however it comes across. You like, I can't believe folks haven't figured out the whole ability to record exists. It's called the Tool Shed. And before we roll out the nominees, we welcome in the landlord to open up the Crunch Time Tool Shed.
I love this city. I love being a Yankee.
Let's start with Fox College football analyst Urban Meyer. You know, there's nothing like every single solitary person on the planet aware of the circumstance offering up the same exact commentary when he announced he was retiring as coach of Ohio State. He said it was for good. I mean, we belly laughed. And here we are 3 weeks into the 2019 season, and he's laying the foundation with stuff like, I miss the fight. I got to find something to fulfill that fight, be it game day or recruiting. Of course, his use of a combative word like fight is significant, as he aided and abetted a complete lowlife like his former receivers coach, Zach Smith, who was convicted, let's not forget that, for a domestic violence-related charge. But a guy like Suburban Meyer still doesn't get his failure with that guy, nor has he accepted responsibility for the run amok of players at Florida. And there's a reason for this. He doesn't care. He cares about winning. Next up, USA Basketball Managing Director Jerry Colangelo. He has issued what might be the most meaningless, pointless, laughable threat in the history of the spoken word. In the wake of Team USA is getting dumped by France in the FIBA whatever tournament, because so many NBA superstars pulled out and did not want to spend the summer playing in an event that only the most diehard, irrational fan would care about, he played the, "Don't you think I won't forget this" card. And with another loss yesterday, which means it'll be the worst ever finish for Team USA in a major international event ever. And by the way, so it's just a different world. Guys ain't making $3 million a year like in the days of the Dream Team. They're making $40 million. There's just way too much at stake for their real jobs and their real franchises. And he made the wrong threat. What he should have done was said, if these guys ticked him off, I am going to punish you. I am going to bring you to the Phoenix Suns, one of the worst franchises in North American sports, because that would have got their attention. And lastly, the parents and official who took offense to a young woman in Alaska for wearing a bathing suit. Unbelievable. And don't make any mistake about it. The case got national attention and many chimed in. But at the end of the day, the young woman was wearing a bathing suit handed to her by her program that everybody else was wearing. Some clown parents fitting in perfectly with the segment of our population who are emotionally scarred by curves and skin. But, you know, they're okay with actual reprehensible behavior. And then they expressed moral outrage. Yuck. And the official, Jill Blackstone, released the expected statement defending herself, which I don't buy. She had a choice. She caved to ignorance, and now she's facing decertification as an official. Fortunately, the Alaska School Activities Association has overturned the disqualification, saying it is suspending the moronic rule. And for the record, if you're a grown-up guy and you're taking exception to what a student is wearing and it's a bathing suit, you're kind of creepy. And for the record, the young woman has worn that bathing suit 14 times this year for 14 races, and this was the only time that all of a sudden it was suggestive or provocative and got people's attention. Man, is there anything worse than a faux outrage over something that should not even be on the tip of your tongue. I'm going to go up. I'm going to go with these fraud parents and officials who expressed such concern for the morality of our future over a bathing suit, idiots. And with that, we close the Crunch Time Tool Shed.
My only focus is to play baseball, and to play baseball the right way. That was silly and unprofessional.
He gone!
We know. We know. We know.